God, I thank you for being my Father. And I thank you for your Son. I thank you for your Holy Ghost, who unites us all as one.
Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am John Harvey with the Community Homeowners Group to present to you thought-provoking messages that will not only engage your heart, but will dispel age-old myths and unveil hidden truths that unfold the Word of God.
God, I thank you for being.
Today's message is being brought to you by Dudley Carter, entitled, Which Jesus?
God, our Father, and from Christ Jesus, O Lord. My name is Dudley Carter, and I'm coming to you from the Community Homeowners Group in Miami, Florida. The subject of our message on today is, Which Jesus? Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And this particular scripture is taken from Isaiah 9 and 6, and I will read it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When God gives a word, it takes God to be the revealer of his own word. Too often, though, rather, when a word is spoken by God, man proceeds in his own understanding, and he, the man, is left with his own word. This is important to understand here. When God gives a word to a man, the man has to go back to God, who is a revealer of his own word, in order for the man to know what God is talking about. God doesn't leave the man to chance that word by himself. So as a man seeks God about that word, God is the one who can reveal himself unto a man. There's no man who can sought to know God in his own knowledge and wisdom, what he learns in school or in college or in the university. It takes a humble heart before God. When the person's humble before God, then God is able to work his work in that man. Now let us look at Matthew 16 and 16. In Matthew 16 and 16, Jesus asked his disciple, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" Some say that he was John the Baptist. Others, he was Elias or some other prophets. But Jesus turned to Peter and he asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter told Jesus that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And at that time Jesus said, "Simon Bar-Jonah, thou art Peter, because flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father in heaven revealed it unto you." You see, it takes God to reveal unto a man who he is. Okay? So when you look at Peter, the mercy of God, rather, was Peter in such a way that God gave Peter that revelation. And in God giving Peter that revelation, he changed Peter's name. Before that, of course, his name was Simon. And Jesus said, "From after today, your name has been changed." In other words, you are Peter. And upon the confession of knowing that I am the Christ, I shall build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So as Peter's name was changed, so was Saul of Tarsus. When God met him by the way and knocked him down, And Saul's understanding became open to who Jesus was. His name was changed from Saul to Paul because he had taken on a different character. And the character that Paul took on was a character of the Spirit. So you can see how when God calls a thing to be, no one can change that. Let us ask then, who is this son? And who is this child? Let's first try to establish this son. When we look at Proverbs 8, and the 22nd verse, it reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before the work of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or even the world was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding in the waters, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth." Who was the proverb writer talking about here? I mean, of course, he wasn't talking about himself, because he was not set up from everlasting. But this one here, who is that son, was set up from everlasting. God is a spirit. Let us be clear about this. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as spirit, what he did, he brought forth a son from eternity, and he put his spirit in that son that is called the Holy Ghost. So that child, or that son rather, was given unto us. A child is born, of course, unto us a son is given. If you notice that the son was never born, it is no need for the son to be born, because the son was born from eternity. And because this son was born from eternity, then God used him to create everything. And of course, that mystery was told to Paul in the book of Ephesians, when Paul said this was a mystery, that all things were created by Jesus Christ. So let's look at the fall. When Adam fell, it was needful for a redeemer to redeem the lost possession. The Lord Christ needed a body in order to have legitimacy in the earth. The scripture says, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifices and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God." Here it is now. Since the fall of Adam, God put in place sacrifice for sin. Okay? So we see the first offering that was asked of God for man to bring to God was that of Cain and Abel. We saw what happened to Cain's offering. God could not accept Cain's offering because his offering was not from the heart, or his heart rather, was not right before God. And because his heart was not right before God, God rejected that offering. But before we get into that, let us look at the devil, who is limited in what he can do without a body. Satan is a spirit. He doesn't have a legitimate body in the earth. He is limited in what he can do without a body. That's why he sought to have a body to carry out his evil work in the earth. So body establish legitimacy. So in order for Jesus to come, or for God to come by way of his son and to save man, he has to raise one up, who is Jesus, that he can identify with a man. The scripture said that he was just like the brethren. As the brethren had flesh and blood, he took on the same. So Jesus wasn't short of being a man. He was a full man. In order for him to be able to save man, he has to know what it is to be a man. And in that thing, God was able to bring about that perfect offering. When we look at Michael the archangel, when he contended with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. There's not against him a railing accusation, but said, Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. So you see where there was a contention over Moses's body. What did the devil need Moses' body for? Well, he needed Moses' body because he wanted a body in order to operate. And that is the reason why God is calling upon his people to submit to God, that God might take that heart and that he might have that heart for himself. Not just a part of that heart, but all of that heart God is asking for. He wanted that whole heart. He doesn't want the enemy to have any place in that heart. Because if the enemy has any place in that heart, it is rightly belongs to the enemy. And because that heart must be a heart unto God, God is therefore calling for his people to submit even the more unto him. So we see here where that body was the body of Jesus. Okay? So when the scripture talked about Mary was going to have a son, and thou should call his name Jesus, and this Jesus would save his people from their sins. You see, the Lord didn't show how he was going to save his people from their sins at that particular time. And then another angel in the book of Luke came and he brought another name. He said that in the city of Bethlehem, I believe, is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So here it is now. Mary had that son. And then God sent down, or Mary had that child who was, yes, a son too. But God sent down from heaven that spirit that he put in his son. And that spirit lodged in Jesus. So Jesus was a vehicle for the Christ spirit. I want you to hear this. Jesus was the vehicle for the Christ spirit. You see? And what God did by way of the Christ Spirit, he uses that Spirit to keep Jesus. So Jesus couldn't have kept himself. You see, so people are saying today, and of course you have heard it, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. But Jesus said, no, it is not I. It is my Father. Oh, it is Jesus. But Jesus said, no, it is not I. What I see my Father do, that I do. So Jesus was the body for that spirit. Just like how a car needs an engine. If that car doesn't have an engine, I'm here to tell you the car is not complete. The car can't move without an engine. So the Christ that was in Jesus, that Christ was in office. You see? And some people have you to think that Christ was an office, just like, you know, the president holds the office. No, Christ was not an office. Christ was the wisdom of God and the power of God. So as that Christ spirit lodged in Jesus, Jesus had to grow up. You see? So we're not talking about, you know, a baby in a manger and all of these other stuff that you've been hearing today. Man, Jesus had to grow up. So as that spirit was in Jesus, his human heart or his human spirit had to develop. And over those years, from the day that he was born and while he was growing up, as you see, the scripture said that he had to grow, how he grew in grace, and then and he grew in grace and in wisdom, and he found favor with man. You remember the account with Jesus when Mary left him in Jerusalem after the Passover? They thought that he was with them because the crowd was so huge. Large crowd. When they realized that Jesus was not with them, they had to go back to Jerusalem. When they went back to Jerusalem, they found Jesus among the lawyers and the doctors. And Jesus told Mary that he was doing his father's business, was about his father's business. So even in that, him doing his father's business, the scripture said after he went home with his parents, he was subjected unto his parents. You see, Jesus, who was later on declared the Christ of God, cannot break his own word. He said that one has to honor their parents, their mother and father in the Lord, because it is right. So Jesus was subjected. You know, and I know, doubt Mary might be saying to him, Jesus, you just can't stay behind and do what you're doing. You know, we were looking for you and all of that stuff. You know, of course, the Bible didn't say that. But no doubt that could have happened. Many, 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 many things that have happened during the time of Jesus and the apostles that they said a paper and pen could not even contain it. So Jesus went into that ministry when he was 30 years old. Look at the amount of time that spirit was operating in Jesus's heart, bringing Jesus to maturity and that soul in Jesus to perfection. You see, that Jesus had to be mature, not only in the spirit, but also in stature. You don't find a 12-year-old to be the president of the United States of America. Even as Samuel came to the Lord when he was young, but Samuel had to grow. And it was the same thing with Jesus. Jesus submit himself unto that spirit. Jesus didn't have a free pass as a man. The scripture teaches us that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. See? So it's not that Jesus was just born God, and because he born God, then he has advantage over every other person in the earth. No, no, no. The scripture said he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Didn't say that Jesus was disobedient, but I don't see where God has to learn obedience. He's a God over everything, including obedience. So in that thing, you see how God had to bring Jesus' soul into subjection to God. You see, so because Jesus had a soul, just like how you and I have a soul. And in the soul that God has given us, that soul, the person then have to choose whether the person is going to serve God or not. So when God made man, God didn't make man as a robot. No. God didn't make man as a robot. God made man with a will. God didn't make the angels a robot. God didn't make Lucifer as a robot. If Lucifer was made a robot, Lucifer wouldn't have fallen. The angels as well as men have will. What Jesus did and what God did by way of that spirit kept Jesus. That spirit kept Jesus. And Jesus was in total submission to that spirit. And as he became mature in his human spirit, until the day he said that the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. You think about that. The prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. That perfection that God had brought Jesus Christ to, he's calling for all of his children today to come to that perfection. Albeit though man will teach you that no man is perfect. But God said, be he perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. So that is to show that man had missed what God is saying here. So here it is then, that at the day, and that day when Jesus came to John to be baptized. And when John baptized him, after John refused to do so, and Jesus said, this thing has to be done, that all things may be fulfilled that is written in the scripture. When John baptized Jesus, the heavens opened, and a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear what I'm saying. This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. You see? So at that particular time, there was no more Mary's son, Jesus, because our spirit Christ him. Jesus now was swallowed up by that spirit. And at that time, he was declared to be that Christ. He was declared to be the Christ of God. Why? Because he was in total agreement with his Father. And I'm here to tell you, because Jesus, the man who has a soul and a will, had submit to the Father, full compliance with the Father, until he was able to be baptized, spirit, soul, and body unto the Father. And God declared him, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased with. You have to know that every son of God is born of the Spirit. So he wasn't talking about just Jesus. Because Jesus now was no longer existed. That's why Peter was able to say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter had beheld that anointing that's covered Jesus. And once Jesus was covered, he was no longer Mary's son. I want to hear what I'm saying today. That's why when Mary came and the outside desiring to speak to him, he turned and he asked his disciples, he said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers and my sisters but they that do the will of the Father? He didn't say, who is my father? Because he knew who his Father is. So that is to tell you that his statement was a spiritual statement. If he would have said, who is my mother and who is my father, then that would have tied him to the earth. That's the reason why Jesus over and over and over and over will tell you that I'm not of this earth. I am not of this earth. I am that bread of life that came down from heaven. So because Jesus was in agreement with that spirit until that spirit swallowed him up. Anytime you hear the word Christ Jesus, it's not that the apostles are tired of saying Jesus Christ and they say Christ Jesus. No, it is a reason. Because that spirit, Christ Jesus, that spirit covers Jesus. So because Jesus was in agreement again with the work that God had called him to, then he was credited for all that that spirit did. So if that spirit in him was the one who created the heaven and earth, God said, you created it too. Wow, what an honor that was placed upon Jesus, the Christ. That was an honor. But you see, one have to be able to come to the understanding of how this works, the in and out of it. Because when a man just take a naked man, Jesus, and say he is God, Jesus is God, Jesus is God, Jesus is God, no man is God. No man is God. God is a spirit. The scripture teaches you that you should worship no man. That didn't exclude Jesus. You see? But when God covers him with that spirit, he's no longer a mere man. Oh no, that anointing is upon him. And Peter was able to see that anointing. And I truly thank God for this message and today. And I pray that the Lord might open up your understanding as you seek him in a humble way to know what is his will. And I truly, truly thank God for you. And with that, I say peace.